Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. We are continuing our study on the planning as an essential step for every success. And we have treated 4 episodes in the past. Today we are taking our 5th episode. And recall that in the last episode, episode 4, we dwelt on working on your mindset, the role of mindset to success. Until you build and prepare your mind for success, it's actually not possible to plan. If you have somebody to blame, one government to blame, one parent to blame and everything, you need to shift your mind from blame game and own your success if you are going to make success. That was what we treated. Your mind must be right and prepared for it before you can even make any plan. Before we go into today's episode, if you are a returning subscriber, I want to say thank you for staying tuned to the Candid Cast. And if this is your first time of tuning in, I want to encourage you to click the notification button so that you will know when subsequent editions are published. And for all, please share to reach a wider audience. It is important to us that this message gets to as many people as possible globally. So let's talk about goal setting, or the setting of goals as an essential tool. Now that we know you have to own your sources, we have known you have to prepare your mind, we have known you cannot allow any other person to define what success means to you. If you are going to make success, it has to be something, you have to be intentional about it. And we cannot actually talk of success without discussing planning. In the same way, we cannot separate planning from setting of goals. If you want to make plan is actually towards goal, as an achievement of predetermined goal. These steps are inseparable. So goals are specific objectives that individual or group want to achieve. You have determined what you want to achieve. I want to buy a car. I want to build a house. I want to run a degree. I want to keep fit. I want to live healthy. These are very noble goals. Each person can determine in advance what goal he wants to achieve. So in this session, we will distinguish goals from wishes, because a lot of people take wishes as goals. They are not the same thing. Goals carry certain distinguishing qualities. Wishes are mere desires for things to happen without a plan of action. I recall an old saying that if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. The parable goes a long way to telling what wishes are. They are too general, with no concrete action for their actualization. No determination to bring it to pass. You just say it. I wish we have good governance in Nigeria. It's a wish. I wish I can be happier. I wish I can be more successful. I wish I can be richer. I wish I can jump all the traffic without travel from one place to the other without being part of the traffic logjam. These are wishes. Wishes do not require actions. You don't need to do anything about your wishes. And they do not necessarily involve or demand a plan of action. They are cheap and they put no stress on the maker of the wish. Wishes are free and anyone can have them. I wish there is a knob I could just tap and my car will go 10 meters high up and come at the end of the traffic jam ahead of all other cars and away from the traffic congestion. This is a wish. You can sit in your car, dream all those things, visualize it, and do nothing about it. There is actually nothing you can do about wishes. Wishes are culturally acceptable, as in wishing someone long life, wishing someone peace, wishing prosperity. When we go celebrate somebody's birthday, say, I wish you long life and prosperity. It ends as wish. There is nothing you do about it to give the person prosperity or to give the person long life. Wishes provide hope and comfort, as in when we wish each other a happy new year. I've always asked when you say Happy New Year, if the collection of Happy New Year, gift of Happy New Year, can make people happy in the year, nobody would have been sad all through the year or in life. So many still go through the year sad because wishes are just wishes. None of the people who wish us Happy New Year did anything or planned what we needed to do to be happy in the year, or even demanded to know what will make us happy, like a new car, a new house, new clothing. Nothing is done about it. It ends as wish. Goal, on the other hand, must stretch both the maker, and it will generate action plan for its attainment. When you call it a goal, it goes beyond just saying it. It goes beyond wish. If my goal is to make you happy, I will go the full course to find out what your pains are and what I can do to erase it. If the pains are erased, happiness will be battered. So I know somebody who is in the pain of queuing to join public transport, and if I give him a car, he will be happy. Rather than wishing him happiness, I'll just buy a car and say, take. That person will definitely be happy. It doesn't end at just wish. I would have planned, I want to take away sadness from this person. I want to make him happy. Let's look at what makes a good goal. We have said wishes are not goals, and goals are not wishes. It's not every goal that is actually a great goal. Great goals must be smart, and we'll talk about this in details. The qualities of great goals are summed in the acronym SMART, which stands for: it must be specific, it must be measurable, it must be attainable, it must be reasonable and time-bound. Now, what does it mean for goal to be specific? The goal is clear, easy to understand, leaving no ambiguity. When I say leaving no ambiguity, it means having the same meaning for every person that looks at it. It is not vague general statement, like I want to appear thinner. Is not specific goal. If I say I am weighing 100 kg on the 1st of January 2025 and I want to lose 10 kg in the first quarter of the year by exercising 45 minutes a day 4 times in a week and observing dietary controls by taking only vegetables and fruits for dinner all through the quarter 1 of 2025, that is specific. In terms of measure, talking about specific goals, then the goal should be measurable, like as in the example that I just gave. The goal is quantifiable. What do I want? Lose 10 kg of my weight. In this case, progress can be tracked. When a goal is measurable, you can track the progress. Like in that earlier example of losing 10 kg of my weight in 90 days. At the end of 30 days, I will know if my plan is working. On the other hand, if I want to be rich, just saying I want to be rich is not a measurable goal. When do we know that you have become rich? I want to lose 10 kg. After 30 days, I know I was weighing 100 kg when I started. If after 30 days, I now weigh 97, I know the plan has started working. The goal must be attainable. A in SMART stands for attainable. Goal must be within reach with diligent effort and careful planning. It is feasible given the current circumstances, available resources, and the abilities of the maker of the goal. To attain a gross domestic product of $1 trillion for Nigeria in 2030, is an attainable goal. For Nigeria to be world's largest economy by 2030 is not attainable. That will qualify for a wish. I wish Nigeria can become the world's largest economy by 2030. It's okay to just say it. But from everything on ground, we know that's not an attainable goal. A person setting goals must consider present circumstances. Where are we in Nigeria? What number are we now? Are all the other countries going to sleep while we are growing for us to become the world's largest economy within the next 6 years? Available, we must check available resources or resources that can be made reasonably available, among other things. All this will help to check whether we are within attainable goal or not. The R in SMART stands for reasonable. When we talk of reasonable goal, we are talking about the goal must be realistic. It must be achievable. It must be practical in the circumstances of the goal setter, not ignoring circumstances and resources available. If I say, okay, today Dangote is Africa's richest man, and I say in the next 6 months I want to be Africa's richest man, that's unreasonable, because the refinery that placed him at the top there didn't come in 24 hours. It took from 2017 to 2024 of construction. So if I want to build 4 refineries so that I will have more refineries than Dangote, I don't think it's something I can achieve in 2 months, 3 months. That becomes unreasonable. Considering the limitations, why staying ambitious enough to generate the effort needed to pull it through? Because sometimes in the bid to say, oh, I am being reasonable, we may shoot ourselves or get ourselves locked up in limitations. Let limitations not kill ambition. There are limitations, but are they surmountable? If you can surmount those limitations, or you put in place things that will help you to surmount it, it can become reasonable. So reasonable goals should take into account time frame, the individual situation or his circumstances. So an employee on a monthly salary of 200,000 naira a month looking to owning a house in Ikoyi within 2 years may be unreasonable if that salary is his only source of income. But if he has peeped into his grandfather's will and have seen that the grandfather left 4 billion naira for him, and they are about to read the will in the next 2 weeks, that may be what he's looking at. Then it becomes reasonable at that time, given his own circumstances. That's why I say one statement or one goal that may be reasonable for one person may be unreasonable for another person, depending on what you are looking at. You must look at the entire situation, be holistic about it. And finally, T in SMART stands for time bound. A goal that is not time bound is not a goal. This speaks about time frame and deadlines for the completion of given tasks and the attainment of desired outcomes. So when a goal is time bound, it creates a sense of urgency and it makes you accountable. Time-bound goals encourage individuals or organizations to manage time and to prioritize tasks. This is the quality that helps to track progress. I want to lose 10 kg in 3 months. There is a time tied to it. Then you measure your success along the line. It is 30 days already. Am I still weighing 100 kg? Time-bound, that helps us to stay focused. When I know I want to lose 10 kg in 90 days and it's already 45 days and I've lost only 3, I know that I have to do something drastic to get to exactly where I want to be. I want to have 1 million naira in my account before the end of this year. That is time bound. But if I simply say I want to have 1 million naira, that's not time bound. You can work all your life looking for 1 million naira. But I want to save 1 million naira in 12 months by saving 100,000 naira every month. I've set broken down the goals. I've set timeline. If after 6 months I have only 300,000, I will know I am not on track. I'm not keeping to my goal. So now that we know goals must be smart, what are the steps we take to setting effective goals? We have said the goal, first, it must be smart. Ensure goals are specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, and time-bound. We have discussed this in detail. Doing this helps clarify your objectives and how to achieve them. Number two, in setting effective goals, you write down your goals. Write down your goals. The Bible recommends that visions be written down and made plain. Habakkuk says, he said that he may run that read it. This has the effect of increasing commitment and also serves as a reminder of what you want to accomplish. So many of us set goals that we cannot remember after 2 days that we ever set those goals. But once it's written down, it becomes your guiding principle. It becomes your guidebook. This is what I want to achieve. The goal looks at you every day, and you see it when it is written down. You remember it. You measure it. You know when you are on track. You know when you are out of tune. Number three, you must divide goals into manageable steps. Divide larger goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. Sometimes we don't get started because the size of the task is overwhelming. Like when you say a man should eat an elephant, you look at the size of the man, you look at the size of the elephant, and you say, is it really possible for a man to eat an elephant? We have said in the candid cast that yes, it is possible. The only way a man can eat an elephant is to divide the elephant into small bits and take one piece at a time. The same happens to our goal setting. When you take, I want to own a house. If you just look at how much does it cost to own a house, it may be too big, but is it a good goal to own a house of your own? Very good. What if I say, this number of years, I will save up and buy land. This number of years, I will do foundation. And I know the number of years it will take me to build the carcass and to roof. I'll dedicate a portion another time to the finishes and the external work before I will move into the house. Then I have broken down the task or the goal of owning a house into manageable steps. These are things that I can take gradually. Some want to even own property in an area that is too expensive for them. They buy land in cheaper areas, and as it appreciates, they will say, make more money, put all those small steps together, combine it, and buy the property in the area you envision is good enough for you. Number four, we must visualize success. I like what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews. It says, Jesus Christ of Nazareth saw the joy after the cross and was energized by it to endure the pains of the cross, despising the shame. It was very shameful to be executed on the cross at that time. It was what you do for the worst of criminals. And you see a person who has committed no sin going through it. He could have changed his mind. He could have dropped the step. He could have stopped to prove a point. But he said, because he knew what awaited him after the cross, that is the way any of us can sustain our drive towards goal. Imagining the successful completion of your goals can enhance motivation and keeps you focused. I remember when I was saving for my first car, nothing else was important because I was seeing the car and seeing myself, what it will mean when I start driving. I will no longer be joining buses in Lagos, running. Lagos is so much better now. The molues are out. You go on BRT, you line up. You run and pursue the molue. And some people are entering through window. Before you can go through the door, you don't have seats again. Those who went through the window have occupied all the seats. So when you are visualizing owning your own car, it was a big goal. And if you settle for it, nothing else will be important. So visualizing sources can keep you focused, can keep you motivated. Nothing else was important. Number five, you must have a way of measuring your progress. Regular review and tracking of progress towards your goals helps you stay on course and make adjustments if necessary. As in the example that I gave on the purchase of my first car, I recall I told my friends I was saving for car. There was a day I visited somebody, said, "Oh, I should have taken you out for lunch, but I have some other schedule. I want you to have 400 naira at that time in 1990 to take your lunch on the way. No, it was 150 naira, sorry. 150 naira to have lunch on the way. Then I got to Abeokuta and went to the bank to pay the money in, the whole 150 naira. Because, like I mentioned, the goal of owning a car, nothing else was important. Every naira that came into my hand must get to the bank towards owning that car. And I recall the advert of UBA at the time. They say, wise men bank with UBA and wise women too. They say, every naira you save in UBA brings you nearer to owning your own house. So if you need 1 million naira to own your own house and you have saved 1 naira in UBA, it's not 1 million you are looking for again. You are now looking for 999,999 naira. So every naira you save takes you nearer to owning your own house. That is what measuring progress looks like. Number six, stay flexible. Goals should not make us to be so rigid. That's the essence of tracking, measuring, focusing on sources. So you are open to adjusting your goals if circumstances change. Flexibility allows you to remain realistic as you pursue your objectives. Don't be afraid or ashamed to change strategy. So when you are flexible, what you are doing, along the line, you may discover it is not working exactly as you planned it, and you need to make changes. When it is time to make that changes, you don't need any other person's opinion. You have realized that this thing is not working the way I planned it. If I adjust this way or that way, it may work better. We should be free to adjust our plans and move on to achieve success or towards achieving our goals. Number seven, we must set deadlines. You remove deadline from goal, it becomes wish. So establish clear deadlines for each goal and its individual components. So even when you break goals into manageable tasks, there must be deadline for each task. And create a sense of urgency around each task. That is the way your goal can be achieved. Unless there are deadlines, goals will remain wish. Number eight, you must be accountable. Share your goals with someone who can help you to stay focused, like a friend or a mentor. We have discussed this in earlier episode. Sharing your dream helps you to become accountable to other people. People will ask you, how far? I want to buy my car within 1 year. And I announce it to everybody. I remember my employer. I told my employer I was going to save for a car and I want to achieve it within 1 year. And he was constantly asking me, how much have you saved now? If I told him, in January, I've saved 6,000. I cannot come in February to say it is now 4,000. Because I've announced to my mentor what I was doing and where I have reached, it becomes very difficult to go and touch the figure that I have given to him. And it becomes very difficult to stay on that figure. Because the next time he will ask me, where are you on this goal? I want to be able to report a higher figure. That is what accountability does for us. It is not that the person will jail us or prosecute us if we don't meet it, but it makes you accountable if you are a responsible person. Number nine, we must learn to celebrate milestones. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements along the way to stay motivated. Will setbacks come? Yes. There is no good. We have said there is no successful person who just went ahead to succeed and has never failed before. So when you fail, what will help you to stay motivated? Every little success you make, settle down to clap for yourself, appraise yourself, score yourself good. And that will drive energy in you for going forward, for doing more. And finally, number 10, review regularly. Periodic assessment of your goals to ensure they align with your evolving desires and circumstances. Like I mentioned, I want to lose 10 kg in 3 months. I should check after 2 weeks. Is this method bringing my weight down? How much has it come down? The rate of coming down in the first 2 weeks, is it the same as the rate of coming down in the second 2 weeks? We measure along that line and be able to stay. Everything is towards achieving that goal. So there is no planning that comes without setting goals. And this is where we'll leave you today. We'll draw the curtain on the CandidCast. I want to say thank you for staying tuned always. God bless you.